Hi, I'm Kristen. Welcome to our special Enkindle Lenten series. This is a 7-part series designed to help you and your family prepare well during Lent so that at the end of Lent, when we celebrate Jesus's passion, death, and resurrection, we will all be more ready and more excited to receive all that Jesus wants to give to us. We are so happy to walk with you during these 40 holy days. Hi, I'm Kristen, and welcome back to our Enkindle Special Lenten Series. This is week 4. We are making room for God and making room for His love this Lent. And we talked over the past few weeks about how each of us has an inner room in our hearts. Jesus tells us in the gospel, go to your inner room and meet God there. That's where God comes to meet us. We talked about how God comes to us first, bringing us the gift of Himself and His love. So He's already shown up and He's ready to give us His love and His presence. And we don't have to wonder if He'll come or hope He'll come. And our prayer isn't what makes Him show up or makes Him love us. He's already there and He wants to give us even more of Himself. We talked about how prayer helps to make room for God. Remember, prayer is not just saying words that we've memorized or that we read. Prayer is being in God's presence. It's spending time with Him, talking to Him, listening to Him. It helps us to make room for God because it helps us to recognize Him when He comes, recognize His voice and recognize His presence all around us, all throughout the day. Prayer is when we take the time to spend our time and our life with God. And today we're going to talk about fasting and how that helps us to make room for love and room for God. Now, you probably know what fasting is, or at least a little bit. Fasting is when you give something up. Often we fast from certain foods during Lent. We give up sweets or snacks or something like that. And as Catholics, we all give up meat on Fridays. You can fast from other things too, like TV or social media or your favorite game. But today I really want to focus on fasting from food because I think there's something in there that's really powerful for us. Now, my question is, how on earth does fasting, giving something up, make room for God? When I was a kid, my family always went to Mass on Easter morning, and then we came home for a little bit, and then we would head right back out to this really fancy and amazing restaurant for brunch. My mom didn't want to cook Easter meals, and I don't blame her at all. And the restaurant was really awesome. It was super fancy, super beautiful, and the food, like, I can't even explain to you how good the food was there. It was so delicious. The only trouble was with this restaurant is that it was kind of a long way off. It took us probably about an hour to drive there. And when you're a kid, an hour feels like a super long time. So this one Easter, I was really hungry. I knew that I should probably wait until we got to the restaurant to eat, but it was after Mass and I didn't want to wait the full hour drive and then, you know, however long it took for the waitress to come take our order. I was hungry right now. I did not want to wait. So I ate some of the stuff from my Easter basket, some chocolate and a bag of chips. And, you know, they helped me feel not quite so hungry anymore. And I thought I was good to go. Well, as we were driving, I started to feel kind of yucky. And the whole drive there, my stomach just started to feel more and more sick. And I could not wait to get out of the car. By the time we got to the restaurant, I felt so sick that I couldn't actually eat anything at the restaurant, not anything. I sat there at the table feeling really sorry for myself and really miserable because I had ruined my own Easter brunch by eating too many snacks before the meal. If I had just waited, I would have shown up to brunch nice and hungry and everything that I would have ordered would have been awesome. But instead, I snacked on junk food first and felt sick. It was weird because I was still hungry because, you know, chocolate and chips, they don't really fill you up. But I also had a stomach ache from the junk food that I ate. So I couldn't eat anything. And it was a real bummer. Do you know that we do this thing all the time? We fill our lives with so much junk, right? We fill our lives with busyness and noise and snacks and toys and other stuff. And we actually ruin our appetite. Yes, sometimes we ruin our appetite for food, like I did that one Easter. But more often, we actually ruin our own appetite for God. See, we have a built-in hunger for God and for His love. God made us on purpose with a need for Him, and it's sort of like this God-shaped hole in the inner room in our heart, and no other thing can ever fill it. It's God-shaped, right? Only He can fill it. It makes us feel like searching and seeking and looking for something. We know we need something, really we need someone, because we're looking for God, right? He made us to do this, but very often, because we are impatient and we're sinful, and we're distracted, we settle for things that aren't God. We try to fill that God-shaped hole with all kinds of things: sports, friends, social media, food and drink, busyness, money, popularity, fun, video games, all kinds of things. Good things and bad things, we try to fill that hole because we don't like feeling empty. But that hole cannot be filled by any other thing. Nothing else and nobody else can fill that hole except for God. It's a God-shaped hole. So our lives can be full of all kinds of stuff, but if we don't have God and His love, then our life will always feel like there's something missing. We can have all kinds of things, but not the one thing that we need most, and we will still feel kind of empty. This is what happens when we settle for snacks instead of a banquet, like I did on Easter morning when I was a kid. But you know what can help us with this? Fasting. And this is why fasting is a huge part of Lent for every Catholic everywhere in the world for the past 2,000 years. But actually, even before that, fasting goes back to like the beginning of time. Fasting allows us to feel hungry. When my stomach grumbles, it reminds me that my body needs food, real food, not just junk food and snacks. When we allow ourselves to feel hungry and we connect that hunger with prayer, remember that spending time in God's presence and recognizing Him all around us, we give God permission to use the hunger in our belly as a reminder of the hunger in our hearts and our souls, our hunger for Him. Not just something like Him or something to distract us or something to keep us busy, right? But our real hunger for the only one who can ever help us feel satisfied. We see all kinds of people in Scripture and the lives of the saints fasting. Even Jesus fasted. And it's because, as crazy as it might seem, when we stop filling our bellies with snacks and junk and we allow our bellies to feel hungry, we give more room to God so that He can remind us of our hunger for Him. And when we are reminded of just how hungry we are for Him, we can also remember that He is oh so ready to come and fill us up with His love. When our bellies are hungry, they are empty and they want to be filled. And God is so good that He speaks to our inner room. He speaks to our heart and our soul and that hunger through the hunger we feel in our bodies. God very often speaks to us and comes to us and makes Himself present to us through our bodies to get to our souls. Now, it's not automatic. Lots of people feel hungry in their belly and they don't realize that they're also hungry for God, right? We have to use prayer, which we talked about last week, to help us. Prayer, giving our time and attention to God, helps Him to use our bodies as a way to connect with our souls, our inner rooms. If you're not praying, it can feel like your inner room and the rest of your life are two totally different things. But really, your inner room is the deepest part of everything that you are. When we fast from food, we can allow God to show us just how hungry we really are for Him. When we fast from noise and music and TV and video games and internet, we allow ourselves to hear God speak to us. When we fast from staying super busy all the time, just going from one thing to the next, and instead we choose to be still, we allow ourselves an opportunity to pay more attention to God. All of this makes more room for Him in our hearts. All of this allows Him to come and fill us up with His love. So the question this week is this: What in your life are you using to try to fill that God-shaped hole in your inner room? What sort of things in your life are you using to keep yourself distracted or busy or kind of like junk food like I ate on Easter morning so many years ago? Something to kind of make that hunger go away, but it doesn't really make the hunger go away. And what can you give up? What can you fast from in order to feel some hunger pains or discomfort so that God can get your attention? He gets our attention through our hunger and through our sacrifice. And we can allow Him to come and satisfy us in the depths of our hearts. One more thing. God is so good. He's so good. And He doesn't just want to come and fill our hearts with His love. He's got an even more wonderful plan. He wants to fill other people's hearts too. And He wants to give everyone His love, and He wants us to help Him do it. He wants us to be part of the way He helps feed everyone. When we become more aware of our own hunger for God, and we become more aware that other people are hungry too, and we let God fill us up with His love, we can ask Him then how He wants us to be part of His plan for feeding other people. So just keep that in mind, and we're going to talk about it more next week as we talk about almsgiving. God wants to feed you and fill you, and He wants to invite you to help Him feed and fill others too. He wants us to make more room for Him in our own lives, but also to help other people make more room for Him and for us to make more room for loving other people in our lives too. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, fasting is hard. It makes us uncomfortable, and it forces us to wait for the things we want, like food or snacks or whatever. Lord Jesus, we're impatient, and we're hungry now. But we believe that fasting, as it's been used for thousands of years, when it's combined with prayer, when it's a prayer itself, fasting is very powerful in helping us to make more room for You. Lord Jesus, give us the grace this Lent to fast well, not just to give things up so that we can say we gave something up and we did something that was hard, but to feel the hunger in our belly or in whatever way that we fast from something, to feel that discomfort and that hunger, Lord, and to turn to You, You who want to feed us, You who alone can fill our God-shaped hole in our inner room. We trust You, Jesus, and we love You. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.